BBC Six Music Podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
Hello, this is Adam.
Hey, this is Joe, and welcome to a very special podcast that this week comes to you from the Summer Sunday Festival.
I mean, you often say it's a very special podcast. I mean, it happens to be
it's
a special
It's just hyperbole.
Podcast. Yeah, hyperbole.
It's general hyperbole. It's a crutch used by lame DJs to make nothing sound interesting.
I was just checking because I got all excited when you said it's a very
special
Well,
you're the
show.
One who's supposed to be making it special.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, I haven't really done anything to make it special. So what
it
else
will be
happened?
I'm assuming it's special. We're actually recording this link the Saturday before the festival. We don't know. It might be a complete pigging disaster.
We might get assaulted.
There might be a fire, some kind of incident. Someone might pull out. There's a lot of festivals at the moment. I think there's 2,000 festivals happening every weekend in Britain.
That's true.
At the moment. And a lot of them just fall apart.
They turn into a nightmare.
A lot of them are by kind of scrappy entrepreneurs who don't really think it through, and people buy tickets and then the whole thing collapses.
Unlike...
That's happened with a couple this year, hasn't it? That's a true story. So that won't happen to Summer Sunday, but it could.
That's right. Well, let's see how we get on. Anyway, hope you enjoy this.
Watch out, it's Adam and Joe, coming from space to your brain. They got a little pack of highlights from the Six Music Show for you to hear again.
They got rid of all of the music. And the bits were incredibly crappy. So now there ain't a whole lot left, but hopefully enough to keep you happy. Here we go.
The St. Winifred's School Choir there.
They've just broken
breaking
in.
It up.
We're trying to get rid of them, but they bust into the mobile studio that we've got here at Summer Sunday in Leicester. And three of them, I kicked a couple of them.
Are you talking about the St. Winifred School Choir?
Yeah, I kicked Winifred in the shins and pushed
Saint
her.
St. Winifred?
St. Winifred.
You kicked a saint
it's
in the
It's not
what?
An actual saint, no. It's the saint's cousin. And
it's their St. Bernard. It's a dog.
Yeah, exactly. St. Bernard Manning, and they're related. Anyway, I kicked them and they're fine. They've gone now, so we've got them out of the studio. What was the name of the St. Winifred School Choir track?
They've retitled themselves, actually, since they had their hit with Grandad. They're now called Licky Lee, and their song's called Breaking It Up.
Right.
Most of them are in their late 40s, but they still sing like children because that's the only way they could get a deal.
Hello and welcome to the big British castle. We hope you're having lots of jolly fun. Please obey the rules when you're inside the castle. Jolly have to throw you jolly out upon your ass.
Okay, so we're standing here at the Summer Sunday Festival, and we've come to the other end of the festival from the main stage.
Yes, because there's a band called, what are they called? Fight Chimp Disease or something.
Dirty
Monkey Fight. They're very good, but they just swore very loudly, and there are children here.
Well, they came out, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, and there's just a volley of the S word.
It was disgusting and disgraceful, and here at the Big British Castle, we disdain that sort of talkings.
It's outrageous, because this is a very genteel festival on the whole. We've only been here a couple of hours, but first impressions are of a beautiful, clean, wholesome festival
woman.
Experience.
Festival experience, yes.
Yeah.
So my first impression was of a beautiful, clean woman called Suki. I was just thinking about her in my mind. But no, it is lovely here. We're in Leicester, obviously. If you haven't gathered that already, then
where
just reminding
Leicester,
you.
For people
Leicester
who don't
is
know.
In America.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whereabouts
just,
in America?
It's just west of America.
Yeah.
It's in the sea, actually. It's an underwater civilization.
Which is amazing, because it only took us about an hour and a quarter to get there by train.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this smaller festival, because this is a festival of how many people do you think come to this? A few thousand?
Oh, I was thinking 15.
15 people. It's a festival of 15 people.
15 or 16
there are more
people.
Acts than members of the public here, which makes it a very exciting place to see your favourite band. But the thing about this is it's a sort of concentration of the essential elements of a bigger festival boiled down to its essentials. First of all, the screaming children, who you may have heard there. There's four of them only, but they're doing the screaming of thousands.
They're gambling.
They're gambling with an O-double-L.
Yeah,
a medieval pursuit that was banned by Mrs. Thatcher. But they're doing it. They'll probably be arrested and plopped in prison later, even though they're under 10.
They need to go to Gamblers Anonymous.
They're all the children of Paul Gambolcini. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. They've got all the little tents, the shops that sell things, because there are some essential things you need at a festival. Thing number one is a stripy hat.
Right.
With a sort of jester's floppy thing.
Got
with
that.
Maybe some kind of a... You've actually bought one, haven't you,
Adam? I bought one of those, and I bought like a... an Indian-type hat.
Right, they're essential. You've got to have a stupid hat because that broadcasts to the world the fact that you're either drunk or on drugs.
Oh, mainly it's saying, I'm off duty.
Right.
Letting all my pants down.
You're letting your pants down and your hat up.
I'm letting all my hairs flow around.
Yes.
And it's all fine.
And also, there is a stall selling New Age rocks. Because obviously when you come to a festival, it's important to harness the power of the ancient stones.
Well, many of the, the power of a lot of the festival is supplied by ancient stones.
That's true. There's a massive gemstone. I think a ruby, which is the stone of music. I just made that up. But it's buried underneath the center of the festival
Instead
area.
Instead of generators, well. They've just got glowing stones.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
That's
There's also all sorts of food, the essential festival foods, crepes, which you can, if you want to make a little joke, refer to as craps.
Uh-huh.
That might make your friends
Why
giggle.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you do that?
What about falafels? What would you do with that word?
You'd say, man, I'm having such a falafel at this festival.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you'd say. There's a couple of jokes you
that's
can use.
That's very good.
They're copyright free. Also here at the festival are rock t-shirts. If you don't like kind of hippie music, if you disdain the hippies, then you can dress as a kind of a rockster. And basically, if you came here, for instance, dressed as a policeman, who, as you know, is the polar opposite of a festival goer,
Absolutely.
A policeman represents everything that festival goers disdain, you could shed your policeman's costume and dress from head to toe in gear that would make you acceptable to the people here, don't you think?
Well, you know, I was at the Big Chill Festival last weekend.
You're so boastful.
I love to go to festivals, and it amazes me that people dress up at a festival like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the Big Chill, I haven't seen too many people like this at the Summer Sunday, but at the Big Chill there were people dressed in sort of airline outfits, you know, like airline captains.
Like stewardesses and pilots.
In very uncomfortable uniforms.
Mm.
And you would think that a festival would be an opportunity for you not to have to wear that kind of thing. I don't understand people who go around with the crazy Amy Winehouse wigs and face paints and all that.
No, I think we should take our hats off to them or our pants because they're the people that really make these festivals come alive, don't you think?
Well, listen, what's our plan? Where are we going to go now?
Well, it's not as if the festival's that big, so to the other end?
The other end
of
like
the festival.
Should we go and check out some of the campers in the campsite?
Let's do that. We'll join you for a more in-depth report a little bit later.
Yeah, it's Adam and Joe. We were born on the street. That's what this podcast is basically about. Various different kinds of streets. Streets where you do your shopping. The streets inside your mind. Streets where you're looking for a penny, but in the end it's a turd that you find.
Yeah, hi, it's Adam and Joe on BBC Six Music, coming to you from a little silver bus, middle of Leicester. We broke up with our girlfriends and come here to do some radio, you know, that kind of thing.
Me and Michael Jackson. We've come
just imagining.
To a bus.
Yeah, I've ever since the scandal broke about my little friend.
It started off as a little Bon Iver impression and went
I've
into
had to
Michael.
I come to this little trailer park because I haven't got any money. I
dangled my son out of a window and I nearly dropped him. It was blanket, I think, or maybe it could have been poodles.
Poodles?
Is there one called Poodles?
Yes.
Or perhaps it could have been Sausage Face.
There isn't one.
Yeah,
no,
is there not?
No, there is one.
There must be.
There must be.
It's time for Song Wars. The war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. Which will you vote for? Which one is the best? We're putting our songs to the listener test.
So check it out. I've got a bad feeling about this week's results.
Why?
I was listening to my track. I listened to our podcast, you know. I like to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, just to check back.
It's one of my favourite podcasts.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as good as Stephen Fry's, I'll give you that.
No.
But it's got songs in it, which Fry doesn't. And so I listened to our Bond themes for Quantum of Solace from last week. I thought mine was a little bit of a disgrace.
I disagree. I thought yours was lyrically very, very strong.
Lyrically, but musically it was no good, and my foot was really tapping to yours.
Well, that's nice of you. You know, I should just bring people up to speed. The Song Wars challenge last week was to write a sort of prospective song to be used as a theme for the forthcoming James Bond film, The Quantum of Solace. Now, our competition has sort of been picked up by one or two websites.
I made a sort of video for my song, and it got put on the front page of Ain't It Cool.
Mm.
And also Chud and a couple of other Empire Online and stuff. On Thursday, when I got back from a trip, it had something like 800 hits on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, it had 8,000.
Right.
And this morning, it's got 67,000 hits.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah? I'm just preparing myself for losing.
No, you're not...
Because if I lose, that, you know, because I think yours was lyrically better.
You're not going to lose when you got like 60,000 hits on
YouTube. Well, then they're American
YouTube.
People.
Right.
You see, look. Joe, 36%.
No.
Adam, 64%.
Imagine if I'd made a video for mine as well.
I would have gone, thank God you didn't.
Would have been 100%.
Thank God.
No, listen, that is a rare miscarriage of justice. And I will say that because I've been the victim of many of them, I would say, in some But on this occasion, I think maybe the better man lost. And I'm a big enough person to say that,
well,
even though I'm a hobbit.
Yeah, well, you know what? I agree with you.
Well, there you go.
Does that make me big?
Yeah, it does.
In a way. So here's the winning song composed by Adam Buxton. This is called The Quantum of Solace.
I'm working for the Brits. I've got cars and guns and gadgets. I've got ladies with big brains. I've got licenses to kill. I've got licenses to fish. I've got sexy suits and air miles. But here's my biggest wish. I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace before I shoot you. Bottom location chase, bottom location chase, shooting dirty baddies in the busy foreign street. Bottom location chase, running all around, and now I've really hurt my feet. Ow.
So, Mr. Bond.
Yes, hello.
You want to stop me?
I do want to stop you, yes, but only if it's exciting.
I met a lovely lady, but found out she was a rotter. So we exchanged some saucy quips. I snogged her, then I shot her. But I felt quite bad because I'm such a modern, complex guy. Sometimes this job gets to you, and maybe that is why. I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace before I shoot you. Quantum of solace, I'd say the name of the film over the music. Quantum of solace, I did it again just there.
I think we will meet again, Mr. Bond.
Okay, I.
So there you go. That was the winner of Song Wars this week. That was my Quantum of Solace song, Adam's Quantum of Solace song.
If you want to hear my Quantum of Solace song,
you can go onto YouTube.
Go onto YouTube, yeah.
What did you use? Like clips from the film?
Yeah, clips from the film.
You're going to prison.
A few Bond films. I didn't actually do it. Someone used my name.
You're going to go
and
to
it's
prison
nothing to
for
do
10 or 15
with
years.
The BBC at all. It's a purely independent venture done by a criminal, an identity thief. Yes.
Identity thief.
That's all the
it's
rage.
It's a double scandal.
It's such a scandal. It's a scandal.
Watch out, is another little bit. It might be wicked, it might be one of the weaker bits, but that's cool. I like weaker bits. I can handle up to three.
Now we're over here in a t-shirt and hat and accessory emporium at the Summer Sunday Festival. It's run by a man called Chris. He's very kindly let us have a look at some of his wares.
We're interested in this stall because on last week's show we had a text the nation about novelty t-shirt design, and there is a wealth of such t-shirts right here for
us. I think wealth is putting it very strongly.
Do you think? I don't think it takes much to be wealthy in terms of novelty t-shirts. Maybe just three.
Here's the one that I actually bought earlier on.
Wow.
And it is, what they've they've done is they've taken the symbol that is normally associated with Visa credit cards.
Mm.
They've changed a couple of letters there to make it spell Giza.
That's good.
G-I-Z-A.
Yeah. Why is that good?
That's good because it's clever and it's undermining a certain amount of
Absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, the corporate man.
It's undermining the corporate man, exactly as you said.
Right, but maybe in the future, instead of saying, two fingers up to the man,
yeah,
you might say two fingers up to the geezer. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So right? It might be self-defeating.
In future times, the geezer will become the man.
Exactly.
Okay. Now I understand.
Now, here's another one. This is a sort of corruption of the famous designer Ted Baker. But brilliantly, they've swapped the first letters. I think that's called a spoonerism, and turned it into bed taker.
Bed taker.
Which means that you might take someone's bed. It's quite a sophisticated thing to suggest that you might get to someone's bed before them and be in it when they come to lie down.
Well, the implication is that you would lie down with their partner.
What if they're single?
Well, then...
I think maybe you're right, but I think it's more likely just to be someone who doesn't have a bed who steals them.
Okay, how about this one? This is for ladies, and it's taken the Maltesers logo, complete with depictions of the brown balls, and the font...
It's the same. The font is accurate, isn't it?
Exactly.
It looks like the Malteser font, but yet it says...
Manteser.
Right.
Right?
Yes, so they've exchanged the L for an N.
You know, I think they could have gone further with this one.
Yeah.
Could have had some fun with the brown balls there.
They could. What about the Honeycomb Centre? Could they have had some fun with
just
that?
Just some ideas. Oh, look, and here's another one. This is the Yves Saint Laurent logo. And what does it say?
It says, yes, shag me later.
YSL has been changed to yes, shag me later. But again, is that for ladies?
I think so. It's a very petite size. Do you know what I think we should do?
What?
Is keep our eye out at this festival for people who are wearing T-shirts like this.
Right.
See if we can stop one and find out what's going on inside their minds.
Yeah.
I was going to say tiny minds, but that's rather prejudicial, isn't
it? That is very prejudicial.
Let's assess the size of the mind when we meet the people.
I certainly bought a couple of things here, and I'm going to wear them every single day for the rest of my life.
I didn't. Because I'm not an idiot.
Oh, yeah, so funny, I forgot to laugh.
What did you do last night? Because you peeled off both of us,
What
actually.
Did you do last night?
What did you do last night? Who says that? You just invented that catchphrase from a non-existent 80s yeah. TV show. What did you do last night? Did you watch that show? It's called Joe's Home.
Yeah, and it's populated entirely by very thin white people.
Thin white people who talk like this. What did you do last night? That's my favourite show.
That's actually the name of the show. Mm. Anyway, keep talking.
So we were watching Supergrass last night. They were the headline act at the Summer Sunday Festival last night. And fantastic they were too. But we were tired and, you know, we'd spent a whole day wandering around aimlessly having delicious waffles and drinking booze. So we wobbled off to our hotel so we could get a good night's sleep and be fresh as a daisy for this morning's show. But we wandered past a bar called The Revolution here in Leicester. And there's a really nice kind of main drag where our hotel is.
It's a pedestrianised through street.
And it's called New Walk or something.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Leicester's a very beautiful place. And this little pedestrianised zone in the middle... It's,
hang on, wait a second.
Well, all the bits of Leicester that I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Having walked from the station to our hotel, which was 5 minutes away, and then walked down New Walk to the festival.
No, it is beautiful.
It's all nice. You know, I've got no quarrels with any of it. So I can say, with authority, Leicester's a beautiful place. But we walked past this Revolution bar, and advertised on the bar, it said 100 different ways to drink vodka, because they've dedicated themselves to the love and the pursuit of drinking mainly vodka.
We were confused by that. We thought 100 different ways of drinking alone is impressive.
Right.
And that's inherent in the statement, isn't it? I mean, the vodka is by the by, but they seem to have created 100 different ways of drinking.
Like, you wouldn't be surprised necessarily if it was 100 different types of vodka.
No, that wouldn't be surprising. But the fact is that they're staking their reputation on the ways of drinking it.
Yeah.
So we quickly dealt with some of the basics. Putting it, washing your hair with it.
That's the basic way.
So that it's soaked into your DNA.
That's the way most people drink
injection,
vodka. Yeah.
An alcohol rub on the body, some sort of a bath. Any more?
Well, snorting, obviously, that's not good medically.
These are the basics.
You know, one should say, Dr. Buckles, I'm just reminding you listeners that
any of these methods of ingesting alcohol
very
are
poor.
Very poor.
Jelly, you could have a jelly shot.
Yeah, that's a basic one. An enema? Yeah. Vodka enema?
A vodka enema is apparently very, very good for you. It smarts.
It smarts.
But oh boy, does it clean out the areas.
Exactly, and it tends to numb everything down there as well, which is nice. You mentioned rubbing, shampoo we had, of course, snorting, osmosis as well.
Just sitting next to it and trying to merge with it, you mean?
Yeah, empathise with the
empathizing
vodka.
Empathising with it. That's only 10, though, isn't it? Or so? It might not even be 10. I can't really count 10. As far as 10.
All right, here's another podcasting. Breaking up the chat with some music. Yeah, we got this thing off GarageBand. But it's free, you know, anyone can use it.
Now, we've just bumped into a lady, and you are a lady, that's right, isn't
yes,
it?
What's your name?
How very rude.
I'm Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Nice to meet you. And Lucy has pulled out of her bag a brick onto which she has... It's a rubber brick, and she has attached a little pair of eyes and some pipe cleaners with hands and feet on there, and the brick is smiling, I'm glad to say.
She's anthropomorphised the brick. Lucy, what's going on in your head?
Well, he's a brick groupie. It's actually Claire that... She's the maid.
Hello, Claire.
I make props for music videos, and he was a prop for a music video.
Really? By what band?
I can't remember. They weren't very good.
Well, let's best keep their names to ourselves then. He's a very characterful brick. And why have you brought him to the festival today?
Well, he's a rock groupie. He meets a lot of bands. He has all his photos taken with the bands. They go on MySpace.
Really? What bands has he had his photo taken with?
The Charlatans, the Dirty Pretty Things, the Automatic, Peter Hook from New Order. Even
what an incredible roster.
That is a good roster.
Has he slept with any of these bands?
Forward Russia.
And this makes you happy?
It was funny. It's a little sinister.
Yeah, wow. I feel... Now I know why the brick's smiling in that way. But thank you very much for letting us talk to you. And now we're going to just have a quick word with the brick. What's the brick's name?
Mr. Brick.
Right. How did you think of that?
It just came to me in a flash.
Very good. Okay, everyone quiet now. We're going to talk to the brick. Hello, Mr. Brick.
Hello!
You know what? I didn't think you were going to speak.
Well,
I thought, that's an inanimate object. It's not going to speak. And then it spoke. Imagine my surprise.
Surprise to you, because I am speaking. I'm a brick, but I can speak. What would you like to know?
Are you having a good time?
No, not really, no.
What's your favourite music?
Oh, I don't like music.
Do you like Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall?
Yes, I can. I can't hear because I've got no ears. But Pink Floyd. I find that a bit patronising.
Ben Folds 5, their song Brick.
Yes, I like that one. It's the only brick-based song that I enjoy.
Is your favourite director Stanley Kubrick?
Yes.
Can I come up with a fourth brick thing?
I hate you. I can't. Is there any way you could go
do
away?
Do you listen to Walls? Do you eat Walls ice cream?
I loathe you. I wish to go away from you now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's quite a rude,
clever brick.
Quite a rude brick there. Brick.
A little groovy break. Now back to work.
Exciting ways to drink vodka. Now, we should stress that it's wrong to drink irresponsibly. Just a little sip every now and then's okay.
A little teeny sip.
But be careful. But we passed a bar here where they were advertising 100 different ways to drink vodka.
Which seems unbelievable, doesn't it?
We've been trying to figure out what those 100 different ways just to drink are.
You know, once you've drunk in different positions... You know what I mean? You can lie down and have someone pour it into your mouth through a funnel, all that kind of stuff. Again, we stress that all this is not good for your health. But also, you can drink it upside down. Someone can, maybe a friend of yours could dribble it into your mouth.
Upside down is good. Mouth-to-mouth dribbling.
I mean, that would be revolting. Depending, it would depend entirely on who was doing the dribbling.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? And the other one, you could have vodka bogeys, right? Would that be fun?
What do you mean by have?
Well, you could somehow contrive to get vodka to congeal up your nose like bogeys, and you could either have them yourself, pick them out and snack on them, or offer them to someone else.
You could have those.
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't want those.
You're not having any.
I think eye drops would be a good way.
Eye drops is nice.
Just drop the vodka into the eyeballs.
Just get some drunk eyes there on you.
Yeah. Lozenges.
A lozenge.
A lozenge.
Little vodka
why
lozenge.
Not packet? Why not very strong alcoholic sweets? I mean, we've got alcohol that's designed as if it's a fizzy drink.
Uh-huh.
So why not
go the extra
Nestle's vodka lozenges?
I like it.
Or Roundtree's fruit smashed.
How about some kind of vodka pessary?
What's a pessary?
I can't explain. nail varnish that you could just suck.
Well, you don't want to suck nail varnish. It's very, very poisonous.
Yeah, but if you're going to be poisoned...
Right, so you put it on your... It's vodka nail varnish. You put it on your nails and then you sort of bite and chew your nails.
You could chew them, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is if you've already got a pre-existing problem with alcohol.
How about this? Yeah. A high-powered hose.
Uh-huh.
A high-powered vodka hose. Like that scene in First Blood,
that's
Rambo
nice.
Part 1, where he's misbehaved in the town and Brian Dehennehy is hosing him down.
I like
Imagine
that.
Vodka in that hose.
I am imagining it.
So powerfully pumped towards Stallone's flabby buttocks that the vodka actually penetrates his hide.
His pores.
Yeah, that would be a fun way to get a hose down.
Just talking. Just talking.
We're standing here in a nice quiet spot at the Summer Sunday Festival and we're just trying to assess the attractiveness, the general attractiveness of the festival goers here at the Summer Sunday. And I would say it's sort of medium.
I'd say there are one or two very attractive people here. There's me, for instance.
Right.
And you.
Yeah, I wouldn't count myself.
And Claire, our producer.
Yeah.
And some
Steve
other
Lamatt.
People. Of course, I'm in a long-term, secure and loving relationship, so it would be wrong for me to point out any women I found attractive, would it?
No, it would
it's
be...
It's human.
It would be absolutely
it's
fine.
It's only human. Well, there's a girl over there who's really sexy, and she was on the train on the way up, and I don't use this, but I was looking at her, and I was thinking, what's happening inside her clothes?
Her shirt.
And then I was thinking, is that her boyfriend? And if it is, then
would
she'd
you
do better than that.
You should have gone up and said, listen, this might sound weird, because this is what people say to us sometimes when they come up, and they say, this might sound a bit weird, but is there any way we could take a photo of you with this brick that we've got or whatever? You should have just got up and said, listen, this might sound weird, but is there any way I can just check what's going on in your shirt? Not in a pervy way. I'll be in and out. It won't take a second, and I've got a passport.
What I'd like to do, if I was less inhibited, is just go over and interview them both as a couple, assess their weaknesses, especially his weaknesses, and then make an ass of him on national
humiliate
radio.
Him.
Humiliate him. Then I'd be confident in the next couple of weeks I would have planted a kind of... made a weakness. Oh, he's picking her up. He's throwing her over his shoulder with her bottom facing
that.
Me. And he's turning her upside down. But this is the kind of thing she hates. She hates this, and I wouldn't do that kind of thing
She's
to her.
She's looking through his legs now.
And, oh, Jesus. Listen, this is disgusting. Let's move
this
on.
This is the sexiest moment of my life.
Hi, this is a sexy woman, and you're listening to the highlights of the Adam and Joe BBC Six Music show. Ooh, this podcast has got me so hot. I'm too hot. I'm going to have to sit down and take off my cardigan. Ooh, I'm boiling.
It's Adam and Joe here at Summer Sunday, and Summer Sunday comes from Leicester. It's a Leicester festival. A Leicester-ville. And I've got some Leicester facts for you right now, Joe. Some of these are real. Some of them are not real.
I like it. Okay, I'm going to be the judge of which is real and which isn't.
You have to pick them out, right?
Little burp.
Leicester is the home of Walker's Crisps.
Now that is... Gary Lineker's from Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean that Leicester's the home of the crisps. I would say that's not true.
That is a true fact.
Is it true?
They make 10 million bags of the crisps per day.
Really?
Per day. 10 million. Can that really be true?
Really?
10 million bags
they
of
only
crisps.
Sell 5 a day, though.
Per
the rest
day.
Are landfill.
It's just...
They just put them straight in the bin.
They crunch them up and they build houses out of them.
Yes.
Well, okay, here's another fact.
So wrong. I've got one wrong.
One wrong.
Wrong.
Fact two. An unfashionable person in Leicester is known as a Leicester Square.
That's... What sort of a laugh was that?
It might be a true fact, though.
That's true.
That is true. 36% of Leicester is constructed from Lego.
Well, that's actually true because during the war,
yeah,
when there wasn't enough bricks, what they did was they actually shipped loads of Lego from Legoland, which was one of our allies.
In Denmark.
Actually, they did. Legoland sent about 400 soldiers to the Western Front.
Yeah.
It's the First World War I'm talking about.
The Maginot Line was mainly made of Lego.
They didn't do... They weren't that effective. It backfired because...
Because it took ages to build and they didn't include the instructions.
Well, no, and plus the men were inanimate.
Yeah.
But so that's true. And actually, what they did is they got a lot of Lego bricks. So many houses are actually one wall will be made of Lego.
No, that's not true. Oh. That's not a true fact. Okay, Leicester was the first place to have traffic wardens.
Now that is true.
Yeah.
Because Leicesterians,
they're called Lezzers.
Not sure they are.
It says so on my sheet.
Does it?
That's not true.
That's true because they're very, very arrogant parkers.
Yeah.
They will park anywhere.
Absolutely right.
And they must be told.
Exactly
and
right.
And fined.
Exactly right. And for that reason, the whole raft of traffic-based laws originated from Leicester. Mm. First city in the UK to have traffic lights. And they're supposed to have more traffic lights than any other city because of the outrageous driving style of the Lezzers. One more fact for you. Jules Holland is banned from Leicester.
Right.
Because he spat at the mayor.
He did, that's true, but he actually did it from London.
Yeah,
it was the most amazingly well-arced projectile.
It was a rock-powered flog.
Goober, that's right. And the mayor was utterly unaware. He was just going about his day's business.
And suddenly...
When splotch.
This boogie-woogie splotch.
The boogie-woogie goober from the jazz, Britain's favourite jazz midget, landed slap-bang... In his mayoral visage.
He's not a midget. He's normal sized.
Short.
I know what you mean, though. He acts a little bit like a midget. But he's normal sized. Also, that's not true. Jules Holland would never spit at anyone.
No, and he's
a national treasure.
He's a lovely chap.
That's the end of Leicester Facts.
Thank heavens that's over.
Watch out, is another little bit. It might be wicked. It might be one of the weaker bits. But that's cool. I like weaker bits. I can handle up to three.
Here's the deal. We were told, right, by our producer, that we would be going to... She said, do you want to go and sing around a campfire? As people, they're all just getting together and having a little sing-song around the campfire. Why don't we go down there and sing a song?
When we got there, we found a very different scenario awaiting us.
Nil campfire.
A group of very drunk, chanting young people.
They were sort of 18 to 20.
Who'd clearly been waiting for some time and in that time got very drunk and devolved into a pre-human state.
It was basically the cast of Skins.
But you know what? They were lovely and this is what happened when we met them.
Adam and Joe, live from Summer Sunday 2008.
BBC Six Music.
So, what's your favourite film?
Mr. Holland's Opus!
Ah, that's weird. That's an obscure film. What's it about?
A man who has a blind son.
It's like Transformers.
Okay, that was good. That really worked.
But it's got Richard Dreyfuss in it. Yeah. Now look, this is a book that we made.
And
we made this. And this book won the Booker Prize.
Yeah.
Right. And it.
Channel 4 on the top.
Shut up. And what's your name?
Rory,
if you say anything like that again, I'm going to have to send you outside of the festival.
All right, now listen.
We're going to sing a song for you right now.
Yeah.
And this is a song that we made up. And this won a Grammy. This won the Booker Prize. And the song won a Grammy. And this is a true fact I'm going to tell you now. This book is available on eBay. That's the only place you can get it. And it costs £75. That's actually true. We're here with a group of young geniuses, and they've been specially selected from a genius school. They're the generation's most attractive, most exciting young people, and they're going to be the leaders of this country in around about 5 or 10 years'
minutes.
Time. So for them, as a special concert in celebration of their genius, we are going to sing a song. It's an ancient song. It's about a sport called football.
And they're going to help us with the chorus, right, guys?
Yeah!
Okay, we've had some trouble keeping them under control, but fingers crossed for the song. We've also had trouble singing it, but
yeah, we haven't. We've never sung this song live. Joe, you're going to call out the first line of each verse so we can remember which one it is. Here we go. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football.
I've got a skill.
The skill is for football.
I've got a hat.
Woo!
I've got a scarf.
The scarf is for football.
I've got a rat.
Toot! Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy.
ball, ball, ball. Woo-hoo! When I go see United, I get overexcited. When I go see Millwall, I know I'll see a good game of football. When I go see Tottenham, I know there'll be no stopping them. When I go see Spurs, if it's cold and dead, he's got a hat, I'll borrow hers. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. When the game's beginning, all the crowd starts singing. When the goals start scoring, it becomes less boring. When I go see Arsenal, I reckon they can pass an all. When I go see Villa, my view is blocked by a concrete pillar. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. All the teams wear numbers, ironed onto their jumpers. Strips are different colours. It helps me tell out one team from the other.
This is an instrumental verse. Dad, it's just lovely, isn't it? Just enjoy the guitar.
When the game gets dirty, the ref becomes all shirty. When the teams change ends, it's time to talk tactics with my friends. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football!
Here we go.
G-L-E-N-H-O-D-D-L-E-I-S-H-A-V-I-N-G-A-G-O-A-L. Glenn Noddle is having a goal! Foot, 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 foot. Ball, 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 ball. Foot, 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 foot. Foot, kick, ball, goal! Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football! When I go see Rovers, I'll wear my Rovers pullovers. When I go see Leeds, they seem to achieve a lot of high ball speeds. Then when I go see Tottenham, they don't love seem like a lot of them. When I go see Chelsea, I spend half the match in the queue for a wee-wee. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football!
And again.
Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football!
Just imagine how good that would have been if we'd known the words.
So that's the rehearsal.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what? Yeah, what?
Don't forget, you can go online to bbc.co.uk/6music to see Adam Buxton's performance in the Hub Tent to a sellout crowd.
Yeah.
Even though nobody bought tickets.
No.
And it was a very big field. So
all the people watching were sellouts.
They were all sellouts.
They'd all sold their soul. And I played a version of my festival song. I just sang over a kind of backing track.
I introduced it.
It was a good introduction.
I didn't completely spack out.
No, it was a lovely introduction. It was one of my favourite introductions ever. I also played my Bowie song. I don't know if they've put that on the website.
Probably not.
If they've got any sense, they wouldn't have done.
Mind the gap.
Well, so, that's it.
Sorry.
I'm really sorry, man.
No, I'm really sorry. That's embarrassing, isn't it, when you've come...
Terrible. Like a car crash.
It's like a complete car
crash. But words instead of cars.
How very embarrassing.
Try again.
Well, that's it for our podcast this week from the Summer Sunday Festival. Hope you enjoyed it. Was it like being there?
I quite enjoyed it, yes. What the film? I'm very confused.
Yeah. It was exactly like being there.
It was just like the film Peter being Sellers. There. It was empty. There was a big pond and a man in a Mac walking across the
Shirley
water.
Shirley MacLaine wandering around.
Some sad music.
Next week, we'll be back in the studio, safe and sound, nice and warm. And we will be announcing the winner of our Video Wars competition.
Yes, the prize, remember, is to come into the studio and have a tour round the rubbish-stacked desks of BBC Six Music. No greater prize has ever been offered.
It promises to be one of the most underwhelming days of your life.
But if you do win, you will be coming on air, because we're going to try and milk you for as much sort of content as possible.
That's true.
Milk you for content, that sounds repulsive.
That's nice, man. I like it when you milk me for content. It's sexy. But do we know when we're actually going to get the winner on? Will it be the following week, or we can't be specific about that? No.
says Jude, our producer. But it's exciting. It's going to happen sometime this year, though, isn't it? It'll be up to the person who wins, I guess, when they can make it and all that sort of stuff. But that will all be revealed in due course. Until then, have a great week and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
BBC Six Music Podcasts. If you liked Adam and Joe, why not try Jarvis Cocker's Six Music Show? Sundays from 4. Six Music. Six Music.